6th of August, the Transfiguration of the Lord. A reading from the book of Daniel. While I was watching, thrones were set in place, and one most venerable took his seat. His robe was white as snow, the hair of his head as pure as wool. His throne was a blaze of flames, its wheels were a burning fire. A stream of fire poured out, issuing from his presence. 1,000,000 waited upon him, 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was in session, and the books lay open. I was gazing into the visions of the night, when I saw coming on the clouds of heaven, as it were, a son of man. He came to the one most venerable, and was led into his presence. On him was conferred rule, honor, and kingship, and all peoples, nations, and languages became his servants. His rule is an everlasting rule which will never pass away, and his kingship will never come to an end. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The Lord is King, let earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Cloud and darkness surround him. Justice and right are the foundation of his throne. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The mountains melt like wax before the face of the Lord. Before the face of the Lord of all the earth, the skies proclaim his righteousness. All peoples see his glory. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. For you indeed are the Lord, Most High above all the earth, exalted far above all gods. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. When we told you about the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, we were not slavishly repeating cleverly invented myths. No, we had witnessed his majesty with our own eyes. He received honor and glory from God the Father when a voice came to him from the transcendent glory. This is my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice from heaven, when we were with him on the holy mountain. So we have the word of the prophets more fully confirmed, and you would do well to pay attention to it as a lamp shining in a dark place, until the dawn comes and the morning star rises in your heart. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. This is my Son, my Beloved, in whom is all my delight. Listen to him. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Year A. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John, and led them up a high mountain on their own. In their presence he was transfigured. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as dazzling as light. And suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. Then Peter spoke to Jesus, saying, Lord, it is wonderful for us to be here, if you want me to. I will make 3 shelters here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when suddenly a bright cloud covered them with shadow, and suddenly from the cloud there came a voice which said, This is my Son, the Beloved. He enjoys my favor. Listen to him. When they heard this, the disciples fell on their faces, overcome with fear. But Jesus came up and touched them, saying, Stand up, do not be afraid. And when they raised their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus himself alone. As they came down from the mountain, Jesus gave them this order, Tell no one about this vision, until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Year B. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain on their own by themselves. In their presence, he was transfigured. His clothes became brilliantly white, whiter than any earthly bleacher could make them. Elijah appeared to them with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. Then Peter spoke to Jesus. He said, Rabbi, it is wonderful for us to be here. So let us make 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. And a cloud came, covering them in shadow. And from the cloud came a voice. This is my Son, the beloved, listen to him. Then suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down from the mountain, he instructed them to tell no one what they had seen, except when the Son of Man had risen from the dead. And they kept the matter to themselves, though they puzzled what rising from the dead could mean. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Year C. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Now about 8 days after these sayings, taking Peter, John, and James with him, Jesus went up the mountain to pray. And it happened that, as he was praying, the aspect of his face was changed, and his clothing became dazzlingly white. And suddenly there were two men talking to him. There were Moses and Elijah appearing in glory, and they were speaking of his departure, which he was to accomplish in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were heavy with sleep, but when they were fully awake, they saw his glory and the two men standing with him. As these were leaving him, Peter said to Jesus, Master, it's wonderful for us to be here. So let us make three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. Not knowing what he was saying, while he was saying this, a cloud came and covered them with shadow. And as they went into the cloud, the disciples were afraid. And a voice came from the cloud, saying, This is my Son, the Chosen One. Listen to him. And after the voice had spoken, Jesus was found alone. They themselves kept silence and, in those days, told no one what they had seen. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.